Listen up, you blundering fools. It's time for the Cracktastic Plastic Podcast. Get all the toy talk your evil hearts could desire from these little poops. Jason, Elgin, and Spoodie.
Yo, Joe, and welcome to the Cracktastic Plastic Podcast, where a group of friends get together to talk about one of our shared loves, toy collecting. We're here to celebrate how these little colorful pieces of plastic can transform you into a little kid again. That's right. If this is your first time listening to or watching us on YouTube, guys and gals, thank you so much. It's really awesome.
It is.
There's a lot of stuff out there on the YouTubes and in the worlds for your attention, and we're glad that you're giving us a little. It's really awesome. Mm-hmm. You're going to learn soon enough, though. We are not toy experts. I know. It's shocking. It's upsetting. It's bothersome.
Don't turn it off just because you heard that.
But it's also the truth. We're just trying to be upfront.
Yeah.
We're enthusiasts. So we're going to get stuff wrong. Those details may not all be right. And that's part of the charm. Speaking of details, let me introduce everybody. Hey, I'm Jason.
That's Jason.
That's me. That's right. Yeah, and right there is Elgin.
Hey, that's me. I'm that's over Elgin. Here.
And then and that's Spoody.
That's Spoody.
There he is.
In this episode, we're diving into the dynamic world of female action figures. Join us as we celebrate the empowering icons that have graced the toy shelves over the years, from the fearless warriors to the cunning spies and everything in between. It's March.
It is.
When we're recording this, it might not be when it comes out.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, go ladies. Also, later in the show, Elgin's going to take us on a tour of a store that has toys in it.
Yes.
That's exciting. And then lastly, we're going to hear from you guys, the listeners, with Spoodie's going to have some of your comments about today's topic. Mm-hmm. You can follow us on all the social media channels, including Patreon, and those links can be found at our sweet, sweet website, cracktasticplastic.com. And while you're surfing those interwebs, be sure to stop by our sponsor, toyhacks.com, for all your repro label needs. They also have an armory where you can get some toy-accurate 3D printed weaponry and tons of amazing sticker sets for your toys. We also have a monthly contest that Spoodie is going to tell you all about.
Do you really want that? Or should I think Elgin should do it.
You're right. Elgin's going to tell you all about it.
Every month, we post a picture. It could be a, you comment on it, like a caption contest or a drawing, something like that, where you have to go out there and do something. Make the funny for us. And if we pick you, then we give you a $5 coupon for Toy Hacks. So you can go to their website, toyhacks.com, and buy whatever you want for $5.
Less than what it says.
Yes. It's $5 less than you would normally pay because
sweet deal.
You won our caption contest / drawing contest /
and thousands of
funny
people have won
time
so
contest,
far.
And not it's, millions.
They're so happy about
yes.
it.
Yes. They
can't
are.
Count.
It's not a math podcast. But check it out on all of our social media platforms, wherever we post that monthly.
Thank you, Elgin.
You're welcome, Jason.
But right now, let's talk about what toys we've picked up lately in a segment we call Thrill of the Hunt.
Listen up, you fools! If anyone knows more about searching for the most unique items in the world, it's me, Cobra Commander! In my reign as Cobra's leader, I have acquired countless items, but those meddling Joes have foiled my attempt at worldwide domination over and over again! But it's the thrill of the hunt that fuels my superb rule of Cobra. Pay attention to my loyal subordinates as they tell you of their latest exploits and acquisitions. It's the thrill of the hunt, Cobra!
All right, welcome back, everyone. We're going to go over to Spoody.
I can't snap that hard.
So. Yeah, why aren't you snapping?
Yeah, it's hurt myself. Like yeah.
You might throw out your back.
Yeah, he like, could. I can't. If anyone could, that's
get,
all right.
A little.
Yeah, it's
too meaty.
Yeah.
It's
well,
a meaty snap.
And if I get
that's still helpful.
It's
It's like we're in a jazz club right now.
I know.
So nice. I got things.
Yay. Sweet.
And stuffs.
I want to see them.
Oh,
I got this.
Didn't know if you had stuffs.
This little. I can't get any closer. This little Core Class Ironhide Studio Series. He's pretty awesome.
He is for no bigger than
that. He's also different than the Ratchet one.
Is he normally that color?
Ironhide?
Red?
Ironhide, yes. Yeah.
Is that red?
Yes.
Cool.
Oh. Elgin's colorblind.
And then I also got the Studio Series regular sized Ratchet.
Is he normally red? Just kidding.
His underpants are.
His underpants are red.
Yeah. Who is different than the Ironhide of the same size, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
They're basically being the same thing. They could have easily used the same mold.
Well, but I'm glad they didn't.
Yeah.
For once. Yeah, these are just getting better and better.
Now, these two use the same mold.
Well, yeah.
Pretty much. The wings are a little different. I got... What line is it? Legacy?
Yep.
I think they're Transformers.
The Legacy Dirge.
Dirge.
I'm not an expert, though.
Dirge is cool. You would have normally had to pay $300 to get this guy.
Like a vintage one?
No.
The two-pack.
There was a two-pack that Amazon released right when War for Cybertron started, and then nobody got them.
So it was Dirge and... Who else?
Ramjet.
Ramjet.
Yeah. A little two-pack. And yeah. So they're finally re-releasing them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then...
So scalpers can go to hell.
Exactly. The Legacy... what's his name? Cloud Cover?
Cloud Cover.
Cloud Cover, yeah. Which is a kind of ramjet.
Unproduced mold. G2, I think, color scheme.
Basically the same mold, different wings.
But cool.
Yeah.
He's pretty colors, that light blue.
I like that a lot.
I remember to say the colors for you. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
It's a light blue.
It's a light color.
And then I got some Loyal Subjects.
Sweet.
I can't remember the specific what these are called. Because they are like
Loyal
Subjects. I mean, Loyal Subjects.
No, I know.
Transformers.
No, but the... Well, you're going to get a really close look at it when he throws it at you.
Yeah, exactly. My eye.
So right. This is the G2 orange version of Long Haul.
Okay.
As opposed to the green version, G1 version.
Okay.
So it's like a different set of these that were put out.
Oh.
That have...
They're like chases? Chase?
Kind of.
Ones?
Yeah.
But based on a very rare color in the normal original one.
Gotcha.
And this is in the same set where it's the blue swoop instead of the red swoop.
Which do you like better? Have you been asked? You know?
I mean, the blue's probably more interesting.
Yeah, it's dynamic and...
No, I'll look that up. What those are actually...
What's this guy's name again? The
Long Haul?
Looks kind of like
a dump truck.
A toilet with this.
It does kind of now look like...
Yeah.
Sorry.
Makes me like him at Long Haul, yeah.
And then I got a Rock Lord.
Sweet.
To the GoBot.
Pet Rock over here.
Marbles. Or I like to call him Mr. Nutsack.
Oh.
If you took his head that way.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His shoulders are pretty pretty tight.
He has an interesting face.
Yeah.
He looks
sad that his head looks like a nutsack.
Well,
or
I didn't
confused.
I mean, obviously all of these are aliens, but those just big giant eyes and his blue eyebrows. It's so weird. And then he's sad.
Because he's got kind of a frowny face. And just
yeah. He's just not happy.
With an unfortunate part in his hair. And hair.
Yeah.
His rock hair.
Yeah.
Head.
And his rock head.
And then I got a G1 Omnibot downshift. So this is one of the mail-aways.
Cool.
Do you have his getting guns with
I
him?
I do not have any of his guns. He's
good
a little
luck.
Discolored.
But he's got his back hatch. That's good. And he's fine, though. He's in good shape.
He's cleaned up a little bit.
Yeah. This is a
G1.
One of the first.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, in the very first catalogs, there were some mail-aways.
Huh.
And he's...
Cool.
So the Omnibots are kind of rare in that they also finding one that's not broken.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And they, you know, because they're mail-aways, they weren't in stores, so there wasn't as many of them
right.
available. Right. So
it's cool.
Yeah. And that's,
yeah, a little discolored.
Yeah. But I haven't even tried cleaning it up, though. Sure. So like, you can tell on his legs, he's got, like, some schmuck
yep.
On there that, yeah.
But those Omnibots are neat, and they're different than that first wave of Autobot cars. Like, they come from still, like, the Diaclone days, but they all have some sort of, like, just play feature, whether it's their missiles or just the way they are actually just different.
Yeah.
It's kind of neat.
And they're a bit smaller than, like, the rest of the cars.
Right.
For G1.
I mean, he's got that Dotson leg thing, but
yeah.
Anyway,
oh, yeah.
They're cool.
Yeah.
All right, Elgin. You got some goodies.
I got some
stuff and things.
Goodies. So I think hopefully most people have seen that there is a new line out there called the Turtles of Grayskull, a combination, a crossover of Ninja Turtles and Master Universe. And I found Wave 1 at Target. There's one more figure I haven't done yet, but that's a deluxe figure. But I have the first four from Wave 1 here. So, of course, I got my guy, Donatello, who's basically a kind of mismatch with a Man-at-Arms. So he's got Man-at-Arms mace staff, but then they've like made it longer for like his bow staff. And then he has kind of Man-at-Arms armor as well, and his left arm, and his the shin guards as well. It's kind of that. Also, the thing with all these turtles, their shells can come off, which I think is kind of weird because if you took a shell off a turtle, they would die. But
good thing these aren't real turtles.
Yeah, but I'm just, you know.
But I also think it's kind of neat.
It is. It becomes a shield, basically. That they can. They have a little handle on the inside. But the thought of like ripping
it's
a,
weird
a, yeah. because the skeleton is embedded into the shell of a turtle. You basically would kill it if you took off its shell. Anyway, that's not tough.
But then turtles also have thumbs and talk.
Right. Right.
But yeah, I love his man at arms trademark. Mouth, yeah. The guard. Chest chin.
Yeah, the chest thing where it comes up over his face, kind of to protect his face. And even the helmet is Man-at-Arms like and everything. Which makes sense because Donatello was the tech guy, and Man-at-Arms is the tech guy, basically the inventor and all this stuff. The scientist.
Worthy crossover.
Yeah. So then, of course, we have Leonardo. You know,
but then he still has a shell underneath.
Kind of.
Don't look too close at it.
Too late.
Yeah. Oops. So then we have Leonardo.
Leo!
As, you know, the leader, of course. That's and that's Jason dropping his weapons. He has the same kind of shield shell on his back, too, except it's a little more covered with the little kind of fake fur that they have going on with him. He's supposed to be kind of a crossover with He-Man, be that version of it. But, of course, there's more, like, samurai influence into it as well. With the armor. The armor kind of has like turtle shell design on it as well.
How do you feel about his bandana stuck up there like that?
It's fine. It can actually move around a little bit.
Yeah, I like it. I like the...
It's fine. I don't have any problems with it. It makes kind of like an action pose.
Mm-hmm.
He does come with some katanas. And the nice thing about the katanas is that like the power sword... From before, you can actually, they give you two swords, and they can actually combine into one power sword as well, which it's kind of nice that they
That's
do
cool.
that kind of feature, if I can put it together here. So it does kind of combine into one.
Hell yeah.
And it's a giant sword, too. Like, all the weapons are, like, giant. I was looking at it, it's like they're the height of their entire body. But it's
unlike
still
original
cool.
turtles, where
yeah.
they're small little things,
right?
Lose.
Yeah, exactly. Lose or break. But yeah, you can split his sword. Then of course we have Man at Arms, and this is just a samurai almost version of Man at Arms. He does have the turtle shell shield as well, which can be put on his back, does come with a mace. And the coloring on him is kind of unusual, too, that teal-ish color. Yep. And then his helmet is kind of like more of a samurai-style helmet as well. But yeah, just extra armor. And just I love all the colors on all these, too. They're just kind of very bright and vivid type of colors and just... Much like the Turtles had all that, and even He-Man had all that tonight.
So it's Man-in-Arms and...
And himself. I don't know. What they haven't really combined it
as
with.
As a turtle.
Yeah, as like a...
Because of the shadow.
Turtle-ized version of Man-in-Arms, I guess.
Right. Not a...
I don't know what they're...
Goes on his back.
Yeah, that goes on his back. Yeah. So he can become a turtle, I guess. I don't know. Turtle man.
It's
Turtle in Arms.
Weird because Donatello's Man in Arms too.
Right.
Is it the same molded piece of armor? No, it looks different.
Yeah, it's different.
Huh. I would have thought maybe they'd have done that.
Just to keep everything the same.
Yeah, but no, that's different. Huh.
I don't know.
I do like those colors.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome. And then, of course, we have He-Man, but it's mutated He-Man. So the whole backstory of it is that they, like Shredder and Krang, basically came to Eternia and used the ooze to transform some of the good guys. So He-Man is actually a bad guy. So it's like a shattered glass version of He-Man.
So not a faker,
but
more of
he's not a faker because they actually are making a faker. Version it's Slash. It'll be Slash.
Cool.
And they're calling him Slaker. Stupid name, but this should be Slacker.
So oh yeah.
Which make anyway, so it's gonna be Slash, but he's gonna be Faker. And he's gonna be the actual robot. But this
mutated
is just mutated He-Man.
Okay, that's cool. Toxic.
Yes. And so he's a bad guy. He's not the hero right now. So Man-in-Arms basically has to figure out, with the help of the Turtles, how to fix all of this stuff.
Ooze madness.
Yeah. And I kind of wish the plastic was a translucent plastic.
It looks like it is.
It looks like it should be, but it's not.
It's
more opaque than anything. It's just this kind of purpley color. He does have like a weapon, which is Spike Wars mace. And he has some spikes on him as well. So maybe it's kind of a combination of Spike Ore. That'd probably be the closest I would, comp to him. But
put him in with my Toxic Crusaders.
Yeah. But yeah, they even show like a version of a slime pit, but it's with Shredder's head on it. And it's pouring out ooze and turning all these guys into stuff.
So these all had mini comics. You like the story?
Yeah, exactly.
It's one
so
wave.
There's one. So much like the Motu Origins, they just packed it with the same comic for all each wave, which is fine. But I just have four of the same comic.
Yeah.
And kind of going into our topic, I picked up this Marvel Legends Shuri from Black Panther. It's the sister of Black Panther. For $5 is why I picked it up.
Yeah, Ultronomics.
Plus, I don't really have any, a lot of Marvel Legends anyway. And
right, for $5.
But for $5.
You
got
to get it.
Yeah. She can hang out with King Grayskull and stuff.
Hell yeah.
But yeah. But she comes with these little, gauntlets that have like a blast effect coming out, which I don't like at all. I wish it was removable.
They don't come off.
No.
That's
I might
unfortunate.
Just cut them off because it looks like a snake, kind of.
I mean, the gauntlets don't come off either?
No, the gauntlets come off.
Okay.
That blast effect that's on the mouth of the gauntlets does not come off.
I see.
Plus, she doesn't look like she's like angry to like fight. I probably won't even pose her with the gauntlets. Because she looks, when you take them off, it's like it looks more like she's stoic and everything. But she'll have like an angry, war face or
battle,
something like that.
Battle
ready, cry, yeah. Which they didn't have. Those were the only accessories with it. So this was like the Legacy Collection. So there's no Build-A-Figure with this, thankfully. So I don't have to get any more of that. But it was just kind of $5. It was.
Oh yeah, can't beat that.
So then when I was at Walmart.
Somebody has to fight the predators, all you know. You have to get it.
I found Nakia. Hey. Also at Walmart. This is also from the Legacy Collection, the Marvel Legends Legacy Collection, Black Panther. So I found it for $5. As you can see, the thing says $10, and I'll tell you why. So I took it up to self-checkout, and it scanned for $22, which is the retail price, I think. Yeah, well, $24.97 is retail, but it scanned for $22. And so I had to wave somebody over. I'm like,
this isn't that.
This says $5. I would like for that because that's what you labeled it. It's your sticker. And then they proceed to take the sticker off to see what was underneath it because they're like, oh, that's not the right. That's not even the right thing.
They have the names on them now, right?
Yeah, yeah. So apparently, this is not even the right sticker either. This says Shuri, which is that figure I just showed you. This is Nakia. So the first sticker was wrong too. So whoever stickered it wrong, but they stickered it for $5. So I'm like,
so that was an acceptable wrong because it was a little more money.
No, I didn't pay $10.
Oh, okay, good.
Because I'm like, this is your mistake. They're like, well, somebody did this wrong. I'm like,
that works for Walmart. I was like, does that?
That's not my problem. You're the guy. You. This was in your shelf with a $5 sticker in your clearance section. That's. I'm like, if I'm not getting $5, I don't want it. That's basically what I told them. Like, so they had to like call somebody over to override it. That person didn't work. So then you gotta call another person. They finally overrode it and I got it for $5. But it's just like, you stickered it. Like, you guys screwed up. So I'm not paying. I'm paying more.
Or you can have it back. I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. either I'm getting it for $5 or I'm not. So that's what it came down to.
You can decide that.
Yeah, and I got it for $5. So
yeah, heck yeah.
I'll do a video of that later and probably tell that same story again on YouTube.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Because it's a good rant. But that also goes with our topic as well.
More ladies.
More female action figures. A member of the Dora Milaje.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, I, we've recorded these last few episodes weekly. And so, like, I haven't had.
I know. I'm getting less stuff.
Which is great for you. But, like, I literally have run out. I've been packing these with me the last, like, three episodes. But I never got to it. But now I'm like, well, I'm glad I had them in there. Mm-hmm. I'd only had one of these McDonald's changeables before, but I'm like, I knew I wanted them eventually. Sure. I had like all of them, all the Transformy things, but and I'd looked online, and it's like there are a lot of them, and people online are also stupid assholes that think that it's made of gold. And I'm like,
because
I'm not paying over $5 a piece for one of these fucking things. I'm sorry. I just am not. So that's why I didn't buy any online, because they all wanted more than $5 a piece for them.
You don't have to be sorry for that.
Nope. And so there was the Cedar Rapids Toy Show a while back, and the infamous end of X-Ray Mary Day. Whoops.
Yes.
I'll edit that out. Not kidding. I won't. I'm just kidding. But, at that toy show, there was a box of them, and I'm like, and they're like $5 a piece, I think that said, and I was like, or three for whatever, something like that. And I'm like, yes!
Three for 15.
Because I wasn't, three for 15. That's something I should do. Like, on my emergency.
Yeah, you should have it on the table.
Well, how about three for 16?
Three for 20.
Right. Right.
Like, wait, what?
Oh, man. And there wasn't really a lot of, in our toy shows here in Iowa, there just aren't a lot of Transformers at them, so I was already itching to get something. And so, a box of these guys, and I'm just like, all right, I'm doing it. And then, bundling.
Sure.
So I know that I got them less than $5 a piece, maybe 30 for the rest of them. I don't remember, but it wasn't bad. And what I learned is there are a lot of these guys, as I went to enter them into my spreadsheet online database thing. Because, like, at first glance, you're like, oh, you got two of the same one. Nope. Oh, you got two of the same one. Nope. And then, actually, there are some that do really look the same, but on the inside, they're different. I didn't know this.
I didn't
because because when I looked into this box of these, I'm like, well, I just need one of each of the things. I'm sure there were the other characters of the other versions of these in that box too, but I didn't know at that time until I went, until I got them home to enter them in. I'm like, oh crap, there's lots of versions of these that look the same on the outside.
Like they have different faces?
Different animals inside, different colored, different dudes on the inside. Like
Josh is transforming.
This guy's orange, but there's a different one that's blue.
Huh.
And like, and a different person. Right. Right. So in later waves, they would change them a little, change the colors. Anyway, so the McDonald's changeables, they're awesome. They're, you know, really great marketing. There's hamburgers, cheeseburgers, Big Macs, fries, shakes. This weird guy.
Is that a sandwich?
Yep. Quarter pounders. There's the box itself. What do you call that? The Happy Meal.
Happy Meal, yeah.
And they all have fun names, too. They all gave them cool kind of ish Transformer-y names. Ice cream, Egg McMuffin. There's so many. So
yeah, I mean, these are completely because they don't even have a, they have a different
box. So it's like 13. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them here. Yeah, so on the outside, they look like they could be. So I, once I started entering them, I started kicking myself. I'm like, gosh darn it. I probably could have got three or four more of these dang things.
Mine's different than this one, too.
What? So, like,
I think its feet are, like, red on mine.
I don't. Crazy.
I only thought they had, like, the robot-looking ones and not, like, these animal ones.
Yeah.
Dinosaur, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know what they are. You
can try them all. But these are Elgin-level Transformers.
It's true. It's very true. I'm even struggling with this. Like, trying to
get this up. How many steps? There's too many steps. But anyway. So that's what I got recently.
Like
and
this, the Egg McMuffin one is like, you know, the robot-y one. That's what I thought they were all like. Not.
Turns out.
Not like this thing.
Crazy, right?
So the alligator.
So at least through the help of the app that I'm.
Pull his feet down too.
Entering.
Oh, his feet come down.
Yeah, it's not over yet.
So it's both sides at the same time.
It's the same. It's so complicated.
And
yep.
I give up.
It stuck pretty good.
Anyway, so enough of that craziness. While Elgin plays
I'm
with done. These.
I'm fine.
No, you're fine. No, it's okay. You're halfway there. today's topic.
Yes.
Female action figures. Now, I know we're dudes, and I know we've kind of talked about this before, but we didn't have a lot necessarily growing up. And I'll just preface up front that some toy lines did a great job at having females in their toy lines. Motu and G.I. Joe from day one had ladies in there, and they should be proud of that. Sadly, Transformers did not. And that's also well documented.
Yeah, I mean, Motu only really had
three. Evil-Lyn the first?
Three. Because, yeah, Evil-Lyn, Teela, and the Sorceress. That was
But
there's only the three.
Out of, what was there, 8, 12?
Three times as many as Transformers.
Right.
Well, not the first wave.
But yeah, Transformers didn't have any females till later. We know in 86 in the movie we had a character, but they refused to make a toy of her because they didn't think it would sell. And,
I still don't know if they've made a good toy.
Version of her?
Yeah. I mean,
which one?
It Lita? Looks good, but like it's such RC? A it's not RC. A great toy though.
But you know, there's Star Wars Princess Leia had to be huge.
Yeah.
So many awesome female characters.
In Star Wars,
Mask had a few female characters. Yeah. Whose names I can't remember.
No. Nope.
April O'Neil.
April.
So I have
you got some April out
right
there.
And then there's the Power Rangers version. Oh, Power Rangers, too. They had
Lots. I mean,
lots of female.
Pink Ranger.
Pink and Yellow Ranger, originally.
And then, comic book characters all over.
And I brought a bunch of them showing here, if you're watching the video.
A lot.
Most of them are laying down because I got tired of trying to stand them up. They just would fall over.
It's just nap time.
Yeah. But even the Final Faction line. You get from
Oh yeah?
Dollar Tree. has some figures. They have a couple. They have the Shift.
Their Baroness?
Uh-huh. No, she's a good person. Okay. She has psychic abilities.
And looks like Baroness.
Yeah, yeah, and then the other.
Oh, awesome.
She has like a bat that he hits people with.
Yeah. Like you do.
Yeah. But even the, for, you know, you can buy a female figure for, you know, $1.25 at Dollar Tree, which is amazing that they, even in that line, they had, you know, thought of that and had female figures, which is great.
We didn't have sisters.
I didn't either.
You didn't have sisters. Just wasn't part of it. But I did want to ask you, mm-hmm. you said your daughter does Barbies.
Mm-hmm. She does.
That's pretty awesome. I know when the Toys That Made Us, right? That's the name of the show.
Yeah.
First came on. Maybe they made it in the second or third season. Barbies did, but
right. I don't remember. But yeah.
But I'm like, this is freaking awesome. This is a great story. But anyway, I'd love to hear more about your, because you have, probably have a house full of Barbies at least at one point.
Yeah, well, mostly in her room. Yeah, she got into the Monster High stuff as well.
Oh yeah,
which has a lot of the female driven characters. And but yeah, she would play with Barbies all the time. She'd create stories around with them. It's my daughter Lily, and she still, you know, has them.
Still.
Still has the Monster High stuff, and still has all that stuff. So it's, yeah, she loves them. She still loves them.
Does she currently collect?
Oh yeah,
she hasn't stopped.
She's still going. Well, she's gotten back. I think because of this podcast, because she watches quite a few episodes.
Hi, Lily.
She has started to get back into it now again too.
Yay.
Especially now that they're re-releasing Monster High dolls, and the new Barbie movie. She had to get the new figures that were specific to the movie as well. Mm-hmm. She got those, and yeah, so she's always looking around for stuff too. And I think when we were on tour, I got her some vintage Monster High dolls at one of the stores in Indianapolis. And so, yeah, she loves them still. So
awesome.
So there's also My Little Pony.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
It's Rainbow Bright.
Rainbow Bright.
Strawberry Shortcake. Yeah.
Cabbage Patch dolls.
Yep. And my wife Amanda also, she collects Cabbage Patch dolls and Care Bears.
Care Bears, yeah.
Which both have both female and male characters in it, but yeah, I got her. I still have to get two more to finish the original wave of of Care Bears for her. But yeah, she had Cabbage Patch dolls. I ended up getting her in-box Cabbage Patch doll for her birthday last year or something. And it had like the birth certificate and had all the stuff with it.
I think Care Bears probably did it the best. Like, other than like the voice acting,
yeah,
there's no defining features that like makes them female or male.
Right, they're just bears.
They're just bears.
Yeah,
duh, bears.
Yeah, and then yeah, the Cabbage Patch. You could get them. You know, they could have, you know, some of them would be like younger babies, so they have diapers. Some would have like shoes and clothes and stuff like that. But she got those almost yearly when she was a kid for Christmas, like one a year. So she has like, I would say maybe like 10 of them now, from most of them from when she was a kid still, and then the ones I got for her. And
those things get so expensive.
They were actually, really? I found them fairly cheap at one at a store. And
yoinks.
Yeah, and I was just like, oh, don't do that. Yeah. It was in box, and it
you
was
can
like
find them in box,
complete in box.
Everything. Like, yeah, yeah.
I think I only paid around $20 or something.
Oh, steal.
Yeah, which I was like.
I mean, it's one of those, like, there's so many things there that can get lost.
Yes. Yeah. There's a lot of information in there. Yeah. But yeah, and Care Bears actually aren't too bad to, like, price-wise still. So they're easier to collect, I guess.
Smurfs had one.
Yeah,
Smurfs did. Yeah. I've started looking at those little Smurf dudes.
And that's what it seems to be like a lot of times. It's like,
yeah,
they just have one female character. And just,
that's the way Transformers was for a long time. And then, but the really exciting thing, and like it's like I'm happy that we can be proud of it, is like they really started releasing a lot of female characters. They're not only are they making like brand new ones, just in the last year or so, brand new characters, But, like, they've even taken a character that didn't necessarily have a sex, and they're like, that's a girl now. I'm like, this is awesome. We get...
Yeah. Well, that's similar to what they did with on the Masterverse they did. The Andra character was just a briefly mentioned, not really even a fully fleshed out character in the comics, but they gave her an entire new backstory and a new character, basically created a new character with that name for Revelation.
That's cool.
So now we have that character.
Oh, even which, GoBots had a girl.
Oh, yeah.
With what's her name? Crasher. That's not fair. Stupid GoBots.
Which, unfortunately, the other unfortunate thing sometimes with female characters is they become kind of peg warmers because people don't want to collect
terrible
them.
Terrible joke.
Yeah. Oh.
Sorry, derailed that.
The cricket noise?
Yeah. Well, I've seen a lot with Star Wars with the Rose character. Mm-hmm. That was, no one purchased it. This Andra character, same way. There wasn't a lot of people buying that character. Just kind of.
I know, yeah. Like in
sad, really.
Mike's house, it was all DC, so like Wonder Woman was there. Like
sure.
He was definitely collecting that early on, and that's with the new superpowers figures out. Like I'm like, hey, there's a Wonder Woman. That's awesome. Still not a lot of women in that line.
Yeah,
and not just because it's McFarlane,
right?
But
I mean, the nice thing with He-Man Master Universe is that they did eventually do a shoot off with She-Ra, Princess of Power, and had an entire line with all the princesses and everything. And really, on the flip side, they only really had one male character on that side, which was
awesome.
Bo. And but yeah, otherwise they had all, you know, all even the, I mean, other than like Hordak, I don't know, if maybe gender neutral, I guess,
right?
Ish, but yeah, they either had, you know, all even the villains like Shadow Weaver, if she is here, and Catra,
Lady Orko,
yeah, and there's Catra. I don't know where she went. Ended up probably down there somewhere. Oh yeah, way down the front there, Catra, and
is that this one?
Yeah, the one with the cat mask. She would actually turn into a cat.
Katara in Thundercats. What was
it? Oh, Chitara.
Chitara, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah. So, yeah, it was nice, you know, nice to see that even, you know, the split off with Master Universe, they had their
own, cool.
You know, line to.
And how long did that cartoon go?
I think only two, 3 years.
Man, all the time I sit down, I'm like, I want to do it. I'm going to do. And I just think I haven't yet. She-Ra.
She-Ra. She-Ra. She-Ra. Yeah.
Any
I
others?
Think I've watched most of the,
have
the,
you?
The Filmation.
That's what I want to watch.
Series. I think it was only two seasons. I mean, He-Man was only two seasons as well. Yeah. But they put like 100 and some episodes in two seasons. So, but yeah, it's. And there's a lot of crossover with Princess of Power. He-Man shows up quite a bit just to be like, hey, sister. How's it? You know, and then Frosta is like, you know, all over He-Man. She's down there. Somewhere.
Thirsty.
You know, she's way at the end there, Frosta. There's a whole episode, Princess of Power episode, where she's just like, oh, He-Man.
And I love that, again, I love that Joe's had ladies. Mm-hmm. Just in there from the beginning, and they're all powerful and badass and kick ass. And both sides, Joe and Cobra, both had.
Yeah, and I got a few here too as well. Lady J, Scarlet, and Akiko,
so awesome.
And Zorana, and Baroness. It's kind of these are the classified versions of them. I don't really have any vintage Joes of any of the females. I even have some wrestlers too.
Wrestlers, yes.
You gonna say something?
Oh, you had wrestlers.
Yeah, yeah. Carmella. That's the only like elite Marvel or not the WWE elite figure that I have. I do have some of the crossover ones. I did the Master of the WWE Tourney line, so I have like Becky Lynch and Chyna and Stephanie McMahon. And their versions of He-Man, Master Universe versions of them. But yeah.
Yeah, pretty awesome. And someday, when we know a girl and can talk to her, we can find out what kind of action figure she looks. Someday. Yeah, love.
But there's definitely more, like, if you're going to buy action figures, there's more wrestler, female action figures out there. Like,
than probably anything.
Yeah, than really anything, because there's a whole women's division. So yeah. They have to make figures of them as well.
Very cool. Yeah, and I love, as far as Transformers for me goes, I'm just so happy that they're doing more and more. Even the bad, the Decepticon ship, they turned her into a girl. It wasn't even the Nemesis. That stuff's awesome. I just love it. So cool.
I really like how they've done for the Masterverse line, the female characters and how they look. They just, the detail on them is awesome. Especially with the She-Ra version and even the different versions of Evil-Lyn throughout. They've just kind of upped it each time. They've made a new version of them. It's just pretty awesome. There's so much detail into it.
So what is your favorite female Transformer character?
Good question. I have been... It's probably Windblade. I think she's badass, and I just don't... I think she really came to the top in the comics, and I don't have that knowledge, but, she was in Cyberverse, and holy cow, she kicked ass on that show. And I love all her toys, so I've always been a fan. It's hard not to like Alita and Optimus and the love, getting together with their dude Optimus, and that stuff's great, or the love triangle with Springer and RC and all that stuff. But right now, Windblade's definitely been one of my favorite. I probably have more RCs. I'm probably up to a dozen RCs now, but I got a bunch of Windblades too, and I really like her because she has that samurai aesthetic too. Mm. You can just see her face. And is usually a jet. Just look That's at cool. that color and just that samurai-ish. Awesome. She's normally super badass. She just kicks ass wherever she goes. So I like her for that. And that's. What about you?
Probably Black Arachnia.
Oh, shit.
Beast Wars.
She's so good.
Mm-hmm. It's a cool toy, too.
It is. Very cool.
Yeah. I like her on animated. But anyway, Black Arachnia, that's good. Yeah, that was one of the first, man. In Beast Wars, you're like, it's a spider. And you're like, whoa, this spider's got curves. This makes me feel funny.
Yeah.
Well, and that's one that it translated well into a toy. Where RC is usually a female form and then a backpack.
Right.
That's the actual vehicle.
Right.
Same with Alita there. Depends on the versions.
It's not Alita. Gonna stand up.
It's fine. It's about nap time.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
I think for me, watching the Masterverse shows, the Revolution, seeing how awesome Evil-Lyn is in that show.
Yes.
And having her go from one version to this sexy bat version to goddess version to whatever else they're doing later. It's been really awesome to see.
Well, and how it's intertwined with Lena Headley.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Her voice acting on it is made it, took it to another level.
It's so good.
Yeah. But
you'd say that's your favorite? Modern.
I think Filmation, it's got to be Teela.
Who, for people that don't know that name, is also.
Cersei from Game of Thrones.
Thank you. That's probably the best.
That's probably the most people know her from. But yeah, Filmation Teela is probably as a young boy.
Yes.
What I probably saw more of. But yeah, this and even when I didn't bring it, but I have that motherboard figure as well. That's the 12-inch figure that looks awesome. That's one of the best looking figures that they produce. And but it's giant, and that's why I didn't bring it in. And it's downstairs.
Well, yeah, toy makers, keep them coming. We love it. I'm glad.
That's voiced by Meg Foster.
Yes.
You know, also who voiced Evelyn in the 87 movie.
So neat.
And to have that connection too. Anyway.
Yeah, I love that our collections are full of female action figure characters. Yeah. And it's so great. And it adds such a good dynamic with all the different dioramas and stories you can put together. And keeping her clean, Spoot.
We all know who Larry's is.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Miss Piggy. Mm-hmm. Well, all right. Let's take a quick little break. Going to tell you all about our podcast network. Guys, we belong to a podcast network.
Sweet.
And you know what that is, right?
Yes.
I'll tell you, Spooty, with that look on your face. A podcast network. No. It's just
a network. That podcast.
Yeah. And there's like 20 some other podcasts that all share this page called thepfpn.com. Mm-hmm. And it's a really cool place. You can learn about some other really cool podcasts out there. And a lot of it's our friends too. Mm-hmm. So it's a nice way to share our listenership. And that's thepfpn.com. Here's this nice lady to tell you even more.
You're listening to the Prescribed Films Podcast Network, home to hundreds of hours of free podcast entertainment. The shows on this network all have a common goal, providing you with the best discussions about movies and other forms of entertainment media. The PFPN hopes to fill your earholes with audio joy. Visit our website with links to all the other amazing shows at www.thepfpn.com. Thanks for listening.
All right, we're back, and it's time for Elgin to take us on a store tour.
All right, today's store we're going to is kind of related to the topic. It's called Play Like a Girl. It's at 777 Baltimore Street, Suite 104 in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
Sweet.
It has, according to their website, Barbies and My Little Ponies, Polly Pocket, Strawberry Shortcake, Rainbow Bright, and tons of stuffed animals, especially Care Bears, are waiting to go home with you or that girl in your life. He's looking at something.
Yeah, so ignore what's happening.
Never mind the man behind the curtain. Anyway, so they are at Gettysburg, and did you know that during the Battle of Gettysburg, there were many disguised female soldiers that fought alongside the men? And there were actually five documented women, including Mary Siegel, who fought alongside her husband at Gettysburg in the 44th New York Infantry.
Mary who?
Siegel.
You're mean. It's hard. He did it.
Well, yeah, that's cool. It was actually a thing that a lot of women fought during the Gettysburg. But, of course, they got arrested because that was against the law at the time. But they still fought alongside either as nurses or actually in the infantry. They just disguised themselves, wore the uniforms and wore everything and fought alongside the men on both sides, actually.
Awesome.
But
other than the war part.
Yes.
Yeah.
the worst bloodshed in American history. But yeah, let's Play Like a Girl at 777 Baltimore Street, Suite 104, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
That sounds awesome. It would be cool to go to a store like that. All right, up next, we're going to hear from you. It's Spoony with Talking Toys.
So many.
Yeah.
So many.
Had to narrow it down.
It's
hard to do that sometimes.
Yeah.
And I deleted it.
Sorry, one. Sorry.
Going home. Wholesome _toy_family says Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah.
Wonder Woman.
With a couple hearts.
Aw.
I love her too.
But my question is, which Wonder Woman? There's so many.
All the Wonder Women.
You didn't say Wonder Woman.
All the Wonder Women's. That's all.
You have a favorite Wonder Woman.
Linda Carter.
I meant toy.
Oh.
But and Al just like, I said what I said.
Yeah. You said which one?
Gal Gadot. Gal Gadot. It's Gadot. But still.
Yeah.
Mm. Cool.
Do you have a favorite Wonder
Woman? I was gonna say the Super Friends. The superpowers one. She has action features.
Does she? Was she?
Yeah. They all, you know, you squeeze her leg. We're moving on. That's the only Wonder Woman I have.
I don't think I have any.
You don't have any?
Yeah.
I have bought so many.
Right.
A lot of pops.
For someone else.
Right, yeah.
For others.
A lot of pops, too.
Right. I've been trying to find, one of the Marvel...
The Wonder Woman that I'm still trying
to
find.
The DC one, like their...
Direct.
Yeah, the McFarlane ones.
The one I'm actually still trying to find is the Lego Brickheads version of Wonder Woman. Without paying, $50 for it.
Gross.
Yeah. I think I almost bought one. They had the gold one, the entire gold one, because it was on clearance.
there's the key to this story.
Yeah.
We just assume.
Yeah.
If you... Yeah.
It's a yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank
if
you.
Not if it's not my, O2, if it's not Motu, it's unclear. It's yeah. Even then.
Thank you, wholesome underscore
toy.
Toy
underscore
family.
I don't know. It's already
gone. Already deleted it. So. All right. Well, before
it's
we go today, we definitely want to mention that if you enjoy the show and you want to help support, tell a friend and tell you and your friend to go over to Patreon.com/cracktasticplastic. We got a couple tiers over there. You can throw a little money our way and get some cool fun in return. That's patreon.com/cracktasticplastic. And one of the perks to being a patron of ours is you get your name read on the show, like these awesome people: Tony Miller, Chris Turnip Simmons, Peter Glinsman, Alex LaForest, Bill Fisher, and Michelle Pizzullo.
Wait, you didn't want me to read those this time?
After the last episode, we got,
hate mail
banned in a couple countries. So it's, we'll pass. I did it. I got it.
Okay.
But next time, look out.
Elgin.
All right, guys. That was pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Pretty fun. Okay. Now you got to put all those lady toys back now.
I got to find where they all go.
Well, thanks everybody for watching and listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Cracktastic Plastic Podcast. But not so fast, my foul fiends. Don't forget to follow these fools on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And visit cracktasticplastic.com. I'll be back.
Hey there, gang. Still listening? I'd like to take this brief moment to invite you to help support this independent podcast. By supporting the show, you get access to episodes early, shout-outs on the show, and be part of our exclusive chat. To learn more, go to patreon.com/cracktasticplastic.
Yeah.